You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
You know, I've been searching for what really I want to do with my life, and over the years, I've been kind of always focused on real estate. And when I realized that the common theme between real estate and the radio show and some of the things that I do outside of the radio show in helping young people get starts and mentoring a number of people and connecting them for jobs is what I want to do is I want to help people. I want to pay it forward. I don't expect anything in return, and it just makes everything go that much better. And so how do I help people achieve their dreams and reach their ambitions while the market evolves? I took a step back and I tried to think about that. I spoke with one of my clients. My client's one of the big high profile developers here in town. He's delivering a very high-end project right now, and he called me and he goes, Jim, I'd like to buy some more another site on the sand. I said, well, we can help you do that. He said, I'd like to buy some more cash flow. I said, I can help you do that. But I said, what's a problem that you're having that I can help you with? He said, well, everybody in my building's buying all cash, but then a lot of them are turning around because of the currency fluctuations, and they want to get another mortgage. They want to get a mortgage. They want to do that so they can take some of the money they have in the United States and liquefy it, because in some cases, it's all the money that they have in the United States because of currency restrictions in their country that have been placed on them. Can you help me? I said, my gosh, all I do is commercial. I really don't understand this market sector at all. Let me make a couple of phone calls. And so what I did was I called one of the banks that I know that does international finance. And yes, they would be interested. But my friend that ran the commercial desk said, but we've already been there, I'm sure. When I called him back the next day, he said to me, no, his residential mortgage team had not been there. And could I help them get a foot in the door? I said, sure. Then I called the folks at Spectrum. And Bob said he could help me on select deals in the project, but he wasn't sure exactly how it would work. It'd have to be project by property, unit by unit, borrower by borrower. I said, okay. So I went back to my developer friend. I said, look, I've got a NMLS license, which allows me to do these residential mortgages. I'd like to do them. In fact, we'd like to do them at our company. He said, great. And we started, and we got on their list, and we started getting calls from people from Kazakhstan, and I'm not kidding, Nigeria, Argentina, all over the globe. Nothing has transpired yet, but what I learned was that there was an incredible demand for this type of a mortgage. It was something I wasn't familiar with, and it was an entire population segment and business sector that I hadn't solicited at all. But it was people that are it's people that are serviced by an MBA, a CPA, a lawyer. They went to these big fancy, and then they come here. They maybe have a guy on their staff that went to some big fancy school, and now they come here and they're trying to get their loan, and they're not able to get a level of service that they're accustomed to in their mortgages, and they're looking for, I'll call it this, a real estate concierge for their mortgage. Well, hey, what? I got a secret for you. That's me. And so I've decided that I would start doing that. I've been getting some incredible opportunities. I'll talk about a couple of them. I have a friend of mine that's a realtor on Miami Beach. She has a friend. The friend is working on a deal. The deal's been going for a while. The borrower's from Germany. He wants to buy a unit in a building that's in some litigation. And the borrower's not going to live in the house themselves, and they want to get a 65 loan to value. Can I help her? I said, look, non-resident foreign alien, 65%, maybe not, maybe 60%. Would that work? She said, sure. And so they're sending me the paperwork. I sent them the forms, and we're going to get started on the journey together. And I say journey together because this is not something that's cut and dried like they'd make you think on, you know, when you're saying, hey, just do this in the computer and we'll get it done for you. Certain people can, but these large, complicated residential mortgage situations, it's not that easy. It takes a lot of paperwork, takes a lot of handholding, takes the knowledge of how to work the system to your benefit, because there's different ways to state on your financial statements certain things, certain ways to work your assets so that they are in certain categories, and then voila, you qualify for the best mortgage. If you don't do that kind of stuff, maybe you don't even get a mortgage at all. So it's a craft. And the reason I like this business is because it's a craft, just like the commercial real estate mortgage business is. Unless you've got a cut and dried, like we say in the ad, a fit in the standard box loan, you just have a difficult time and you need some help. And that's what I'm here to do. If I can help you, you give me a call, Jim Freed at 305-773-6300. And like I said, it's a craft. It's an art form. And that is why I have gotten into it. I'm being taught the business by Bob and Milvia. Bob and Milvia have, like I said, 25 years of experience. They know all the banks. They know all the private lenders. They even know what's known as the residential loan conduit. Because a lot of lenders are getting out of this. Lenders are moving away because of the regulations that are there, the liability that's there. We all saw what happened to lenders the last time when everything wasn't perfect, and some of them are deciding they don't want to take that risk and exposure. Another reason that I got involved in it is because a lot of these non-resident foreign aliens that come over here, they've got a basket of different businesses. Their business needs real estate. And why do a lot of people move here? They move here for safety. They move here to bring money into the United States. They move here to have a presence in the United States. The EB-5 people are moving here. They're all going to need loans, and they're non-resident foreign aliens. And another reason that they come here to Miami is they come here to do real estate deals. And if they want to do real estate deals beyond their home and they want to do commercial, I can help them finance those. I can help them buy and find and identify those properties. If they want to meet a real estate operating company that could become their partner, I can help them do that. I can help them do all their sophisticated real estate deals in addition to their home. And that is a person and a resume that hasn't existed in the market, and I am proud to be what I've found is the only person so far that's doing this. Nobody get an idea now. We talked about the fact they have their all-star team. Oh, and then it's a great compliment to our show, Freed on Business. You go, Jim, how does this compliment your radio show? Well, you just heard in the first segment where we talked to one of the top brokers on the beach, Brad Harris, who just did the Rockstar sale, the Rockstar energy drink sale. And you hear us talking to more realtors and talking about more residential real estate, and we're going to do that. We're going to do that, and we're going to bring more things that people that have these types of issues and types of questions to the show. But you also hear us talking to Gil Deser. You hear us talking to the Related Group about their deals. You've heard us talk to Tara about their deal in Coconut Grove, and you're starting to see a pattern. All of this comes together. In fact, I just direct messaged just a few minutes ago with a top realtor in Coral Gables who loves our show and who thanks me for putting on these types of interviews. So to her, I say, high five. Thank you so much for listening, and I look forward to having coffee with you next week as we have coordinated. Wanda, how much more time do I have in this segment? Oh, my goodness, I got plenty of time. So another reason that I got into this business is because of the high barriers to entry. You go, barriers to entry? Anybody can do a mortgage. Not really. You have to get an incredibly difficult license called the NMLS license. You got to sit in classes. You got to go get continuing education. They got to see your files. You got to know how to set up your office. They're always coming and auditing you. It's not a fun process. It's another reason why I went with Spectrum Mortgage, because Spectrum's got an incredible system in place already. And all I did was move my license over to them, and they're able to help me operate in this sphere, in this sector, with all of their expertise. And I'm putting them together with the people I know like you, and it's just coming together, and it's a terrific business. In fact, I'll give an example. One of my friends is a top investment sales broker at another firm. Oh, here's another reason why I do this. In the past, we could talk about the market, blah, blah, blah. What do you think about this? What do you think about that? Today, he called me because one of his friends needs what? A residential mortgage. That's right. A residential mortgage. That's right. I'll say it again. A residential mortgage. You finally got it. There you go. That's right. Now, Wanda didn't get it the first three times because she was busy doing some editing, but she got it the last time. High five to you, Wanda. So, yes, high five back. The glass is in the way, but otherwise we're high-fiving. And so the residential mortgage is a way for me to keep in contact and do good things, even for people that compete with me otherwise in the marketplace. Because the one thing that they know is I know what they're going through. I know what the people that are their friends are going through. And I know how to help them through the process of getting the residential mortgage. And oh, by the way, the investment sale guy doesn't do loans. So when he sells an investment property, he can refer me to the buyer to do a loan for him. Either if he's coming into the country, I can do a residential mortgage. Or if he's looking to buy commercial, I can do an owner-occupied mortgage for him. Or I can do a multi-tenant commercial mortgage for him. If he needs equity, I can help him raise the equity too. I do all kinds of deals, and I must tell you, is the biggest deals I've done was $150 million equity raise for one of my clients who used the equity to build 10 apartment projects across the country. And everything from that all the way down to sale of a residential house or giving them a mortgage on Miami Beach or here in the city on your condo. So give me a call, 305 305- 773-6300. Jim Fried, residential mortgage broker, commercial mortgage broker. Let's just say it the way it really is. Real estate business person. I'd love to help you realize your dream, either a commercial or residential mortgage. We'll take a break right here. We'll come back with more information that'll help you have a better life today. We'll give you things you can use to improve your life today here on the show. We'll come back. I'll talk more about the residential and commercial mortgage market after this. Wanda, it is all yours.